Hello and welcome back to Jarvis Johnson Gold. That's not how this starts.
All right.
Cool. Welcome to Sad Boys, a podcast about feelings and other things also. I'm Jarvis.
Gold.
Okay, I guess we're leaving it in then.
Yeah.
Since I accidentally did the wrong intro.
What's the, this drops before Christmas.
So true. It's the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Not even the boys.
Is the mouse the most famous stirring animal?
I do.
Not even the mouse who stirs a lot.
The ratatouille is.
No one was cooking.
I know his name is Remy, by the way.
I know his name is Rat.
I know Charles over there was writing a comment.
Man, that's really a movie title first movie. Ratatouille, guys.
Oh, for sure.
What about a mouse?
How about Mouseroni?
No, it doesn't make any sense. I had this great idea. Is there a meal? Spaghetti. Oh, mouse, spaghetti rat.
Hold on, wait, yes. Ratiskitty.
Oh, it's something tip of my tongue.
Ratscallion.
Yeah, there's a little ratscallion, but he's like a thief. There's a really good Big Joel video about it, but it is kind of weird how Ratatouille, Remy's main flaw is that he's a thief. But how's he supposed to eat? He's a rat.
Rats shouldn't, they should elect not to survive.
Yeah, he goes into the kitchen. He's like, I'm going to get some cheese. I'm like,
yeah,
and you should have bought evil. That.
Yeah, you should have taken part in our society.
You stole from the cheese we threw away.
Yeah.
It's a very libertarian movie.
That's so funny.
It actually, Brad Bird, a lot of kind of libertarian themes. Incredibles, a movie I adore. You could even say it's
incredible.
Very good.
Oh, sure. You're right. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually way better. Ratatouille, of course. Incredibles.
You could actually see it's Ratatouille.
It's incredible. It's just a movie about how some people are born better than others, but it's okay. You just have to not show off too much. You have to help people out, but also like the big thing that Dash achieves at the end of the movie is using his powers to almost win a race, but take second out of charity. I don't know.
Right. That's when the billionaire donates a little bit of cash.
Yeah. That he's after killing a bunch of people.
So he can sleep at night. Oh, that's when Alfred Nobel creates a peace prize after inventing dynamite.
Yeah. Like, God, what's the opposite of dynamite?
Yeah. It's peace, actually.
An Oscar.
And maybe economics.
do you get a thing for the peace prize? Like a trophy?
I think so.
A little guy or something?
Yeah, it's like you get one of those Iron Man heart things.
Oh, implanted.
Yeah, you can implant the Peace Prize in your heart and you live forever. That's the Nobel Prize.
Oh, you get a big coin?
You get a big coin. What if you accidentally use it at a vending machine?
Oh, no.
You're like, I've got a quarter, I'm sure. Just use this. And then you drop it in and you go, no. And then
now the DMV has won a Peace Prize because of me. And all I got was like a Snickers that almost came out.
Oh yeah, it goes. Zzz,
come on.
Call support. Error.
No,
error.
I invented reverse dynamite.
No.
I guess it's just water.
water is reverse dynamite. That works if you get to the dynamite quickly.
To the wick, yeah.
Yeah, if you get to the John Wick of it all.
That's
pour water on John Wick, he dies. they
should have just used that.
The villains don't know that weakness of him.
He's soluble.
Yeah, he's soluble John Wick.
John Dry.
Ouch. You know what's funny? I love not being smart.
It's the best.
Because not knowing things, like, it means like there's more magic in the world.
Yeah.
Like one of the questions I think about a lot, where I know the answer, but it's fun to pretend I don't, is when you light a candle, where does the candle go? Like, isn't that fun?
That is pretty
whimsical. Like, where does it go?
It helps too that it's like a little sparkler, or it smells kind of magical. You're like, oh, the magic smell went into the air.
Yeah, and it melts and it disappears,
They just make one.
Not like the oils like go up the wick and like evaporate into the atmosphere or whatever.
Are you a candle bastard?
I am. Depending on the season, this year actually has been a very candle light, no pun intended,
year. You have no electricity.
Yeah, it was not a candlelit year for me. But in the past, I have gone candles. There's this black owned business called Harlem Candles. I want to give a shout out. This is not sponsored, but they have excellent candles. And I would like light them in my old living room, and I would just sit down on the couch and
I'd
do a smell. They're based in Harlem. Oh, yeah. Like the name.
Oh, and they're based in candles.
Yeah, they're from a movie called The Incredibles.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's actually, that's a movie about how some candles are better than others.
Yeah, superhero sits on your head and makes you steal cheese or whatever.
Do you reckon I'll get a critical assessment via DM or comment about how I've misunderstood the themes of The Incredibles?
Oh, probably.
And it's actually about how wearing red is based.
Yeah.
Or something.
It'll be about, it's a movie about killing.
Actually, it's not bad because it's a movie I like.
True, will be the true. Feedback. That is often
wrong. It's
that is
something
often
I like.
The critique.
Stop being mean about the movie. And Brad Bird cares about me personally.
Yeah, you're going to get a message from Brad Bird.
Oh, yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. We're over here on patreon.com/sadboys doing our non-denominational holiday special. We've got some mulled wine that we're going to be sipping. Jordan is somewhere. He's swimming with the fishes. Nope. He heard it. He got a cramp. Oh, he got bit by a shark. Oh, shit. Things are going crazy over here on the Christmas special. So after you finish this episode,
submarine.
Come and check it out. There's a submarine. Yeah, we're going to have a grand old time. We're going to listen to some embarrassing holiday stories from people. So also, our live show is still available. Patreon.com/sadboys. You can grab that for $3 as a one-off purchase, or you can just get a $5 subscription. You doing okay over there?
I married the shark.
Okay. Cheers. You're going to get a message from Ray Raven. And he's going to be like, not Brad Bird. It's like when Kevin Durant got caught using a burner Twitter. Oh, you should know. I'm now like planting little basketball stories for Jordan. So Kevin Durant.
It's like, I think Santa Claus is real. Like Kevin Durant doesn't exist.
Right.
But the whimsy of telling me stories about this crazy guy is like fun.
So Kevin Durant is like, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best like basketball players of the modern era. He's also had a very long career because he's 35 now and he's still playing incredible basketball, playing for the Suns. And he has a reputation for being one of the more, and we're sad boys, we're soft boys here. He has a reputation for being one of the more sensitive in terms of letting external criticism get to him and feeling the need to defend himself, which I understand. I understand because if you, like, we just have a modicum of a presence on the internet where people know who we are and have opinions. And just that can be overwhelming. So if someone is of the fame level of something like that, I can understand how this can get to you. However,
And not because of what you do, but because of who you are.
Right. Like and then also basketball fans are just ravenous. Like you have a bad game and they're like, trade him. I hate him. He hurt me personally. Like
execution.
Most of my self-worth is based on our team that's never won a let alone a playoff game ever in the history. But every time we lose, it makes me feel bad.
And I will not focus on a different team. That's illegal.
You're a fake fan. You're a bandwagoner.
And that is worse than threatening to kill someone.
So Kevin Durant lost a lot of people's respect when he left. So Oklahoma City Thunder was the team that he was drafted to the Seattle Supersonics. Anastasia's here and Anastasia's proud. Anastasia's proud of me. He was drafted to the Seattle Supersonics, which is no longer a team. And then he went to go play for the Oklahoma City Thunder, I think, immediately after that. Played there very young. Anastasia's here.
The Supersonics became the Thunder.
Right.
They're no longer a team.
Because Supersonics are no longer a team because I think they used to be owned by CEO of Starbucks. And he fumbled. He fumbled that situation. So they became the Thunder. And then the Thunder actually had like a really good team of young superstars, essentially Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kevin Durant. They were great. But anyway, James Harden leaves. KD and Russell Westbrook, they're doing great. They're playing amazing. They end up losing. They end up blowing a 3-1 lead in the playoffs to the Golden State Warriors. Sort of Golden State Warriors on their, like, sort of the beginning of their dynasty. Actually, they'd already won a championship at that point, hadn't they? Yeah. Yeah. Because KD came in and they won another one. So then after losing 3-1, or they're losing at this point. And it was he said this thing on Twitter when it was when he was still at OKC, right? Because he mentions Russ in the tweet, right? So basically, the whole point was he lost a lot of respect when he the 73 win Warriors, which is considered one of the best basketball teams of all time. Kevin Durant joined that team, and then they became a mega super duper team,
right?
And so not a lot of people respect Kevin Durant. Anyway. I could care less, whatever. He's a good basketball player. but the funny thing that he did was online people were talking about they were talking about a potential trade, or they were talking about the championship aspirations of the Thunder.
I actually don't even remember.
I can't remember what the original trade was, but it was something critical of Kevin Durant, or something he perceived critical. So he responded thinking he was on a burner account, actually responding with his he responded with his real account, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't they later linked it to him.
No, he responded right. with his he fucked up.
Yeah, he responded with his real account. It was like, KD can't win with those guys.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
He goes, KD can't win with those guys. They just got, you know, something, something, Russ. Actually, can we pull up the tweet? If you just pull up, like, KD burner tweet.
I would be so scared to say anything and everything at any kind of level of notoriety. I feel like I would read and reread and reread.
He's like an all-time, championship tweeter, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good at Twitter.
He's good at Twitter. This guy says, man, I respect the hell out of you, but give me one legitimate reason for leaving OKC other than getting a championship. And then he thinks he's on his burner. He didn't like the organization or playing for Billy Donovan. His roster wasn't that good. It was just him and Russ.
Why not do that on your own account? Why use a burner for that even?
Because it would be seen as pretty... you'd be calling out team. You'd be insulting all of your former teammates. Who you're going to see through games, you're going to play on teams with them
Good
for the
job,
rest of your career.
Happen.
Yeah.
I think it even, tampering is illegal, trade tampering. I think it could even be seen as tampering.
Oh, is it like insider trading where you're using, trading. You're spreading information to benefit in like some other way?
Imagine taking Russ off that team. See how bad they were. KD can't win a championship with those cats. Sounds like a professional wrestler. Talking about himself in the third person.
I think he's like genuinely so funny. And here's a tweet of his from 2010 that I love. I'm watching the History Channel in the club. And I'm wondering, how do these people know what's going on the sun? Ain't nobody ever been there.
You know what?
Well said.
You know
and now
what?
He's on the Suns. Ain't nobody know what's going on with the Suns.
Nobody's ever played for them.
No, he was so curious about the sun, he had to go there.
What? Do you think That's, maybe...
Thank you, I'll be here all week.
He was thinking about joining the team, and he's like, what is... Why are they called that? What's that from?
Anastasia is our resident Suns fan and is from Arizona. Also, they're really good this season.
It's a wise commitment you've made.
They're good this season, despite the fact that they're big three of players. KD keeps ending up on big three teams where he's like playing with two other superstars. Now it's Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, who they just acquired in the offseason. I have consumed so much basketball. I know so many things now. Are you proud of me?
I actually am really proud of you because Jarvis and I used to watch playoff games in San Francisco.
Because we're Warriors fans because we, you know, we're in San Francisco for the beginning of the Warriors dynasty. And so we used to we would go to improv practice and then we would go to playoff games and stuff after
Plus,
practice.
Plus, a basketball podcast for me.
Well, yeah. So then I moved to LA and started this basketball podcast, got super because I used to just follow a couple teams. And then with the podcast, I was following the whole league. And now I feel like Jarvis has surpassed my knowledge.
No, what happened with me was I watched the playoffs at the end of last year. And then I got super into basketball YouTube for all of the storylines going
That's
into the
off
season.
That's the bag I'm in right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then I got to be invested with how certain things were going to turn out. Right. Because it's like, oh, now this person's being the big trade was Damian Lillard going to the Bucks. It's like, oh, well, now I'm really curious to see how this player who was loyal to their team for 13 seasons and has had an incredible numbers, incredible, you know, shooting. One of the best shooters in the league, Steph Curry, is like the only reason that he's like not even probably held even higher for his shooting. And now he's on a team with arguably the best player in the league, a guy, the Greek freak, the like 6'11 giant. Is he 6'11 or is he 6'9?
He's almost 7 foot. Yeah.
Is he, yeah. Is he 6'11 or is he short?
Yeah. He's also a sweetie pie and he's hilarious. Giannis Antetokounmpo. But,
oh, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or I think it's actually pronounced Antetokounmpo, but it's a P. And so some announcers, like I think Mike Breen's or whatever, says it like Kumbo, or then like other people say Kumbo, but
and some I had no still idea. Call him Giannis, which is like that's that is cool. Not how you say his name.
Oh, but I saw a very funny clip today about this is relevant to pronouncing Giannis's name. It was on Jeff Teague's podcast.
I don't know if you've seen it because you don't get on Twitter. Nah. But their video of you in the huddle next to Giannis when he's like yelling at the team and you like standing with your hands. It's funny in the
moment. I wasn't here. I told you I wasn't paying no attention.
Okay, so by the way, this is like this is Jeff Teague. He's a retired NBA player, but he was like a starter most of his career. He won a championship with the Bucks, but he was like never a star. Apparently he was on this 2015 Hawks team that was really good that like never turned into. I'm in deep, but anyway, but everyone, like, he never was a star, like that was known anything about him. No one had really ever heard him talk. And then he's recently on his podcast become like viral for all of these stories, these like funny stories that he tells about
the guy in the 49ers guy.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's basically like seen as this like, he's like very humble and honest about his own performance. Like, it's like there'll be a clip of him pushing LeBron and he's like, why did you do that? And he was like, man, I'm a sore loser is why I did that. He's like, we never beat that man in the playoffs or stuff like that. And so he's like at the end of his career and they're talking about this clip of Giannis like hyping up the team and like a huddle during a timeout. And he's just sitting there like not like paying attention.
Fuck it, guys.
This is the only wrong way to say it.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question about basketball?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think there's any chance with the NBA?
With the NBA?
Do you think I could feel good? I'm pretty tall, 6'3".
Yeah, you're like still below average height for the NBA.
Yeah, wait, how tall are you?
6'3".
You're tiny for the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah,
but you're a wee lad.
Do you think that's the thing that's in the way?
That's the only thing.
It's not that thing.
I'm like exceptionally unathletic. I've never played basketball. Not completely sure how.
Correct.
That stuff.
Hey, if you're tall enough, they'll teach you basketball.
I mean, I'm at my physical peak. I turned 30 in about 4 months. That would be.
You know, you're not that far beyond the peak of a lot of players.
LeBron didn't start playing until he was 33 years old.
Yeah, LeBron actually started playing at 39. He's a rookie in the league and he's doing incredible numbers.
There are some guys who are like 30-year-old rookies. But like Gary Payton, his dad is also named Gary Payton and was an NBA player.
I read that Gary Payton has two sons and they're both named Gary Payton.
Yeah, so Gary Payton is actually, so this is fun. Gary Payton, he's known as the Glove, the old 90s Gary Payton. And he has two sons named Gary Payton. One is Gary Payton Jr. and one is Gary Payton the second.
Yeah. And Gary Payton the second plays on the Warriors right now. And he's currently injured but coming back soon. And
Junior is the second. No? Mm-hmm. They're
yes.
Like, okay.
Yes, it is.
But they're from different moms. So
unless it's Junior the second. The squeakquel. Hey, what was he called? The Glove. Was he handy?
I actually don't know.
Why he wore a catcher's mitt.
Oh, wow. That must
have
gotten
the
word.
He was the first player to dribble a ball with a catcher's mitt.
Good luck getting it past him.
People were calling Gary Payton the second the mitten because it's cute.
And oh, that's funny.
Little. But he was like, I don't like that.
This sucks for me.
I want a tough name.
Why'd they call him that? Was he handy?
Yeah. And then, there will be rookies who, like, there's a rookie on. Oh, am I going to know what team it is? Let's go with, is it the Magic? It's like a 27-year-old rookie who is a multi-championship winner in the EuroLeague, and he like just brought over? Is it with the Magic? Because now I want to know. And we got to stop the basketball talk.
Well, I think maybe because I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, I watch a fair bit of UFC, so I'm pretty like physically, I can probably NBA.
I think
there's no fighting.
I think your NBA nickname would be the Spider.
Oh yeah,
the tiny spider, the daddy long legs, small body.
Long legs, small body would be your nickname.
6'3" is like the most wrong size to be. That like shorter, and there's phenoms, right? I'm thinking I'm taller than Steph Curry, but he's an incredible shooter.
He's like 6'3".
He's 6'3".
He is 6'3"?
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
See, you'd be a Steph Curry type.
I think I could be a Steph Curry. I think you're
just
completely
FYI,
right.
FYI, his dad also was a professional basketball player.
My dad could be one. We never asked.
That's true.
Yeah. He's either that or I've never found out. There is literally as much chance as he does that than I would know. I have no other guess.
Damn, I can't bold figure out who this man
bold
is.
Man.
Basketball player.
6'4". That sucks. Sucks for me. And the youngest brother is like 6'6".
No, I don't think it's the Magic.
You're the little one.
Anyway. No.
You're the
middle
guy.
Brother, I don't even want to say his height because it might be insulting, but he's shorter than me. Jeff Goldblum.
Spud Webb was 5'8", I think.
Spud Webb. And
talk about the spider.
Who is the other very small player?
Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson's another one. There's another one who has a fun name. God damn it. I'm back at Google. Hold on.
Oh, he played with Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
Muggsy Bogues.
Excuse me?
Thank you.
Yeah. Was he a 20s gangster?
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, Muggsy Bogues, you got to kick up the vig to Muggsy Bogues.
I've got rockets in my shoes, and that's why I can jump so high.
That's how he got kicked out of the league. Yeah. He brought a Tommy gun.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny to think that like a white guy with that name was at some point the most athletic person in the world. Like Babe Ruth was at one point the best baseball player ever, and he had like a running speed of 8 miles a year.
Did you see? Well, okay. So there's a basketball player by the name of Luka Doncic, who is he was a EuroLeague phenom like at like 16, 17, came into the league, I think when he was 18, but he already had a lot of professional playing experience, similar to Victor Wembanyama, who like he didn't play in like the top tier of the EuroLeague, but he played like professional basketball as a younger than 18 person. Luka is like kind of famous for like moving very slowly, but being unstoppable on like offense. Like people are like, Luka does one thing. He like moves really slow. He does a step back and then that's it. But then somehow, some way, no one can stop it.
I have half of that down. I am very slow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You are unstoppable.
I would say I'm exceptionally stoppable. I'm a Ron Stoppable.
I was going to say you're Ron Stoppable, dude. You got a naked mole rat. Naked mole ratatouille.
Yeah, that
naked mole ratatouille sounds like a trivia name.
Oh, that could crush.
Yeah, naked mole ratatouille.
I think honestly, dude, I would die within 2 games. Mm-hmm. Not do very poorly. I would be unnoticeable. I would never get the ball, and I wouldn't know what to do when I had it. I would hug it, put it under my shirt.
You'd be in highlights for like blowing your coverage because you wouldn't know like what you were supposed to be doing.
My glasses would break. The tape would fall off.
I just learned the nomenclature around basketball positions, like the one, the two, like all that shit. I just didn't ever think about that in my life.
That's the kind of stuff where it's like, you know how they say when you learn a language and then it's the moment you start dreaming in that language that you feel like you've crossed over.
Oh, okay. Right.
I feel like Jarvis has crossed over into basketball fan because he can say like, oh yeah, he plays the 4, but sometimes he plays the 5, and you're like,
and
oh,
you
okay.
Wake
yeah,
up sweatily from that dream.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, but really the power forward position has been phased out in the modern NBA because they've focused more on small ball, and really, you know, ever since the Warriors run.
You've turned it into, you've multi-classed as a jock and a nerd.
I know, dude. It's actually all the sports fans are nerds, but
tread lightly.
But anyway, the people who are like nerdy about it, I guess you can get very nerdy about sports. But let's change the subject because I won't stop.
What about the NFL? Do you think I would crush it in the NFL?
You could be like the Taylor Swift of the NFL.
Ooh,
Yeah, he doesn't know what that means. Do you know who Travis Kelce is?
You could say Taylor Swift. She's got bad blood, I hear.
Yeah, she's got bad blood.
I don't.
So
Travis Kelce.
He plays tight end for the Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs. And he's dating Taylor Swift. And now the NFL is having this weird thing where they're having this influx of like Swifties who are like into sports. The NFL Instagram account like tagged Taylor Swift.
Ooh, risky.
In their bio or something like that.
Oh.
Or like said like Taylor's number one. So I can't remember what they said, but they like involved Taylor Swift because they're now getting all of these like this influx of fans who like don't know anything about the sport but are now learning to like support Taylor, which is really like a cool, it's very cool the power of Taylor Swift to get a bunch of people to care about a sport they've never cared about before.
It's like paying for a Super Bowl ad. You make sure you have whoever her boyfriend is on the team. You get a huge spike in popularity. Well, we should do that.
Well, now there was recently Taylor went to a Chiefs game. And the opposing team, I think it was the Patriots, the opposing team booed her as if she was like a part of the team. That's in some way.
That's very funny. She's just at her sitting down.
Yeah, I think we have it.
Jesus. Oh, just while she's on the big screen.
Yeah, on the Jumbotron.
On the silver screen. Pretty hot. It's like he's getting tired.
Boo.
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 This is a lot harder than... Whew. Taylor, how do you have such good breath control when you're performing in front of millions?
Wow, I suddenly respect the hell out of you. Yay!
I'm actually learning to respect you in this moment. Boo. Gosh, it sure is hard to be a hater.
That's such a funny thing to get, because it also means that you have to be into who one of the people on your team's person is dating.
I think it's this like weirdo. I think it's a little bit of this rejection of sports fans en masse on social media. So we're selecting for a specific group here, can be annoying as hell. One, two, they can be a little hyper masculine. Mm. One example of this. is so fucking funny. I actually wrote this down in my notes. I didn't even think we were gonna somehow get to this, but every time it's sometimes so funny to see guys, bros on Twitter saying positive things about other men, like the sports figures that they like.
Sure.
Because there's like the homophobia jumps out where they'll be like, oh man, LeBron had a really good game last night. Not to glaze him up though.
Yeah.
Like, pause, dude. No homo, but like.
No one. I hope he sees this, King.
I mean, oh my guy, Russell Westbrook, did you see that triple double that he got? Not to freaking. Ooh, I mean, I want to hop off his D, if you know what I'm saying.
Not to ride him, but.
Yeah. And then in the comments, like, literally, it'll be like. This player is actually plus 25 when he's coming off the bench. And it's like, okay Jesus, dude, are you dating him?
Yeah.
Y'all are getting a little zesty in the replies defending these players. And it's like, I don't understand why I have to be like that. But I think that kind of culture is what comes out when someone's like, Taylor freaking Swift, dude, you're making me care.
It is funny how it's literally something I could not care about after I was about 17 years old. Like being like, ew, Miley Cyrus, dude, you listen to girl music?
Yeah.
It's this exact same mindset.
Get her off
like,
the screen, dude. I'm going to get cooties from my freaking seat.
Yucky,
man.
She's not for boys.
It feels like the same energy of why it was like funny to make fun of Justin Bieber in 2013.
As a child.
Yeah, when he was like a baby. It was like, girls like this? Dude, freaking... Not on my watch. I'm going to kill him whatever. Yeah,
it's not that I'm bothered about the fact that they don't freaking like me. It's actually me laughing at how this guy is so stupid. All he can do is sing and dance exceptionally.
Oh, by the way, I just read the content of this tweet. Massive boo apostrophe S. By the way, it's not possessive boos, but that's it. Here, I'll turn off the grammar.
Maybe her name is Massive Boo.
Massive boost from Gillette as Taylor Swift comes on the jumbo. America's waking up.
To what?
What are they waking up to?
To Taylor Swift. But they were asleep before?
One of the most famous people in the world.
I would say at least top five in America.
What's funny is you could have posted a photo of like the sunrise and then been like, America's waking up.
Look at the look at the east, guys.
Yeah, it's just a little overcast here in Boston, but America's waking up. It's an early day.
Massive boos at Gillette Stadium as the sun rises.
Oh, maybe. Okay, I got it. They say massive boos because Taylor is Travis Kelce's boo and she's on the jumbotron. So she's like huge. Extra big.
They don't understand that she is. It's a big screen.
Like, like, yeah, yeah.
Because she's so famous. She's huge.
I'd be like, damn, that's my massive boo up there. Yeah.
Massive boo. Absolute massive boo.
But also these were not, I will go ahead and say it. I do not think the boos were massive. We already identified
mid that
they
at
were
best.
Yeah, they were mid boos.
I think if the boos puny were booze. Impressive, then why is this guy contributing so much? Just you're covering up the mic with your own boos.
He's
bad journalist.
He's trying to frame your react. He's like trying to frame you before you watch it. He's like, yeah. Huge screams come on when Taylor Swift is on the thing, and then it's like, yeah.
Now the iPhone, like, the microphone's like fucked up. Like,
standing ovation for my guy. And then it's like they're all sitting down.
Hey. Whoa.
That dude just misses Tom Brady. He's like, things aren't the same. And then someone else is like, hey, man, stop glazing up Tommy
all
boy.
All right, pal. Let me do it. What? Mine belongs to me.
Okay.
I don't really. Now I'm very scared to say things about Taylor Swift. Other than how much I love and do know her music.
I want to have on Cutie Cinderella, who is like a self-described Taylor Swift stan and who knows a lot about Taylor Swift, and she could maybe explain some of the lore to us. I've only been
she
a casual...
She explained that conspiracy theory to us while we were on Fearant.
Oh, yeah.
She's a sharp. She's sharp.
Yeah. I've been a casual listener. There's a few, you know, I think... Lover's an unpopular favorite album. I think I've listened to that album the most, but it takes me back to a time.
What are some big is there like a single I'd know on that one?
On that one.
When was it?
Cruel Summer.
Oh yeah.
Lover. Lover featuring Shawn Mendes.
I know Shawn Mendes.
Hey.
He was a single on it? Was she single on it? Seriously, guys.
Where's my massive boo? Dude?
Not to glaze her up on this one.
Dude, I need a... I'm honestly not doing so hot, dude. I need a massive boo.
Dude, it would be so funny to just always do, not to like glaze them up or anything, for any mention of any public figure about
that
anything.
That is actually what it's like on the internet.
Literally, they don't know you, little bro. Calm down.
I'm wondering if I took some screenshots because I was... I sometimes feel like I'm losing my mind.
It's not how you say Giannis's name, not to glaze him up or anything, not to be a sexy pervert.
Yeah, so Andrew Schultz is apparently beefing with Myron Gaines, by the way, hilarious fake name, from the Fresh and Fit. He's the main Fresh and Fit guy.
Oh, the tall one or taller?
He's the main one. He's the cop. The one who was a cop.
Oh, yeah, because there's...
He's fresh.
He's
whatever.
Got his, like, little Andy Richter that sits next to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
yeah, boss, you're right.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you give it more. To
her. Yeah, well, give me all one, too. Give it to all 12 of those women that are sitting there. I've dated.
So they're beefing, and now people are trying to navigate this thing where they want to support their dude, but they live in, like, the red pill alpha male zone, so they can't be too supportive of him. Like they people are calling Andrew Schultz a mid comedian, and people are like, mid comedian, I mean, not to glaze him up, but he he did sell out Madison Square Garden. I mean, and then people are like, whoa, get off his John, dude. That's kind of wild.
He like
just
crushes
said that.
It on Rogue. I mean, I guess they're both. Yeah, he's on Rogan, and like, I love this guy, so funny, and I do. I like every single thing he says, and I do agree with all of his principles, but he's being rude. What's his beef?
Oh, it was just on the you know how Fresh and Fit got demonetized?
Yeah.
They still post their podcast or whatever. And so,
because the fans just hate it.
This drama is so like messy because like I feel like the people involved can be kind of drama baity. So I don't want to give any kind of anything for them to latch on to. But there's just a clip of DJ Academics, who has his own thing.
Yeah.
He's on Flagrant 2. And then apparently Academics is a fan of Fresh and Fit. And so he brings up Fresh and Fit, and then Andrew Schultz is like, are they still around? And then he's like, yeah, they're still around. I don't like how you guys are talking about them. And then Andrew didn't know that they weren't taken off YouTube. He didn't know that they had just been demonetized. And so then Myron Gaines tweeted that Andrew Schultz was a snake.
Dude, you can I mean, famously insecure, so I can see something like that shaking him. But you can just not be a very online person. Like, there's an amazing mini compilation of Andrew Schultz just destroying that little guy from Nelt Boys. Because he goes on their show. He has no idea. He says, I don't know who Nelt Boys are. He's like, this is just like an adult. Dude, he just goes on the road, does podcasts, and like maybe plays 2K. There is no, he's not doing this space. I don't get it. You're a Red Pill fan of his. He doesn't know what the Red Pill is.
So then Andrew said something bad about Myron, and then there's some people in the thread saying bad things about Andrew. And in one of the replies, I was just reading this because I love the drama that I consume for myself.
You're a bad boy that lives for the drama.
I live for the drama. This is my favorite comment. So this is in response to the concept that Andrew Schultz is a mid comedian. Separate his work from him. He's an A-tier comedian right now, peaking. But what he did on the pod and his panel attacking them was gay.
I was not prepared for that. I thought it was going to go like a soy boy or a beta or
no,
something.
No, like that's...
That's it, very old school.
It's
very high school. Like,
it's just
2005.
It's so transparently like this hyper-masculine dude and like the way they view the world.
He was soy? I have started saying soy as a descriptor because it's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny to like re-embrace invalid alt-right talking points, because soy boy specifically, I feel like people kind of forget this because it gets bundled up with just like, hey, you know, it's just soy, it's like fake milk, it's weak, it's whatever, it's tofu, baby. But soy boy, the origin of it is that there was a genuine conspiracy that the estrogen inherent in soy products was influencing men in the West to take on a leftist ideology because they were turning into women.
Yeah.
Which is, there's so many stages where that just doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
But the fact that it was like, not just a zinger, it became like a medical term for them. They're like, he's a soy boy. We can dismiss him. Not only is he a beta, but he's like sick. he's infected with estrogen. Doesn't make any sense. Not the same kind of estrogen. Doesn't work at all.
Is that kind of like having cooties?
I know. It does feel like getting cooties from the TV.
Big trend moment. Funny trend moment. Mm-hmm. Festive trend moment.
Yeah.
This is... It's a post from Taylor Lorenz, friend of the show. Well, friend of the boys. Has not been on the show. Well, more than welcome. They made a post with how many examples?
10.
Wow. Of a trend that initially when I saw it, I'm just like, oh, this is like just oddly sinister, I guess. And now I realize what the joke, air quotes, is because they're holding a sign that plays into it. Jarvis, you want to describe what I'm looking at right now?
We're looking at Christmas cards. And I don't know why Christmas is related to this. But it is a family photo, and a photographer who arrived that day, or maybe they arrived on a set that day to do a themed Christmas photo shoot, had them some, I don't know who is fault it is, but the man has a sign that says, finally, peace on earth. And his presumed wife and presumed daughter have their mouths taped and they're wrapped up with lights.
I mean, it's deranged. I mean, it's truly legitimately deranged.
This is deranged.
I hadn't even accounted for the fact that it is a specific photographer. Also, if you're a photographer, don't have a tartan plaid carpet and have the guy wearing it. It's a small thing. Also, he's also wearing plaid.
Also, he's not really wearing a Christmas themed shirt. Like, you even need some green in that for it to feel Christmassy. None of them are
dressed festively at all.
I just don't understand any of it. It feels staged.
I guess they're wearing festive lights.
Okay, let's go to the next one. So it's another one. The same concept. I don't know if it's the same photographer. If it's the same photographer, this person should be jailed.
This is wild.
Yeah. This is,
it might just be like a trend.
I know. And then if this is a trend, then how did we get here?
And why in the... This is a very small detail, but there's just a box that says Pepsi next to them.
I'm just upset with the fact that the little boy is giving a thumbs up.
That's the more disturbing trend out of these, because it is like, I think kids... I mean, it's a real trope, and these guys do unironically think, like, wow, the women in my life, dude, last man standing. But this kid barely thinks it's... he thinks it's cheeky, but he 100% believes it's true.
And I'm just like...
Because she also makes him go to bed, you know, and like tells him to do stuff.
And I'm like, this is setting this boy down a path of make me a sandwich jokes that I think that he will... I hope that he does not partake in.
This is a blue check in the making.
From an environment standpoint, it's like, let's not use this as an example. I don't know. I feel a little weird saying that. Like, I'm not saying that the kid is going to make his own decisions, but I think the parents putting him in a situation like this is irresponsible, I think.
It's a weird pitch, too, because, you know... I'm sure
it wasn't mom's idea,
but they didn't actually kidnap her. So I am wondering how the fuck you present that as the husband. Be like, no, because you suck. You're annoying. You know?
So we've done photo shoots, never seasonal ones, but never oftentimes even... you'll show up. Sometimes it's at a photo studio. Sometimes it's at a venue that has like different sets set up for different backdrops, you know, the things I've done for merch shoots and things like that. Sometimes I'll be like in a classroom or in a like metallic room or in an old car like we did for that one thing.
But as far as I can remember, the photographer never offered us rope or gag or any kind of...
But that's what I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of. So you arrive there with your family and they're like, all right, hey, I'm John. I'll be taking photos for you today.
Nice to meet you, man. I'm excited to put something together with my husband. I'm so excited to have these photos so we can send them out to the family.
Yeah, so we've got a few sets. We've got the Christmas tree set.
Oh, honey, cute. Look at all the lights.
Yeah, and you can sit along, you know, with all the presents.
Why are all the lights on the ground?
Now we're just going to have you two sit down here.
Okay, well, we're shorter, so that makes sense.
And then...
More context required, I feel like.
Why are you doing that?
What are those hoods for?
I wasn't sure how to make a tape sound. Did that come out
right? Yeah, that came out great.
That's pretty good.
Okay, cool.
Tape?
How about that? Boing. Boing.
Mime tape.
What did Pepsi eat?
Yeah. And...
I will say the kid's expression on this one is very funny.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a forced smile, so maybe he knows that dad is up to no good.
Well, you don't want to get taped.
Let's go to the next one. See.
Oh, this one's weird.
Why is that kid giving a thumb? Like, I feel like the photographer's like, no, let's have the little boy give us a thumbs up.
I don't want to be mean. This kid sucks at doing a thumbs up. Shitty angle. Doesn't make any sense. It's a thumbs to like 1 p.m.
Here's a question. So... This is not a Christmas shoot.
No, in the slightest.
I mean, they're just at a... They are at a tree farm. They've brought lights. they say we're going to skip a step. It's
no way of plugging them in.
We're going to skip a step. We're not going to cut the tree down and bring it home.
It's in the daytime.
We're going to bring the lights to the farm. And this is so weird.
If not for the fact that they're doing like hostage hands tied together, which is this one is the dad kneeling like he's doing a Iron Man landing, the kid failing at doing a thumbs up. I don't mean to dwell on it, but this kid sucks. And then the mother and two daughters are, honestly, they're all doing, you know, like bound hand look, kind of lights flimsily wrapped around them. If that string, the string lights were not visible, I would believe that these are fake bits of tape. The fact that the neon green kind of helps it look weird and out of place.
Yeah.
But if you block it with your thumb, this just looked almost like a regular photo. And then someone was like, it'd be funny if we put tape on them.
Yeah. I do think they do have tape on them.
Oh, definitely.
But this wouldn't be effective.
No. Wouldn't give you peace on earth. They'd still be nagging.
Why is peace on earth always written on a chalkboard?
Well, they trade it out for different misogynist slogans.
I just don't understand. Everyone arrived at the same joke. I do like this one doesn't say finally.
Oh,
this,
yeah,
this one's like, true. Just like, ah, peace on earth. Not finally, freaking.
I guess that could, this one could be a coincidence where it's just like, I wish peace on earth, but also my family is kidnapped.
I just don't know what drove everyone to this place. You know, it's not parallel thinking, right? Like somebody saw this and then some people were like, oh, I need to offer the ransom package or whatever for my Christmas shoot.
Was, look, I mean, like, again, I don't know that this matters. But with that kind of bowl haircut, you should be doing your best to maintain your relationship. You are very lucky, the position you are in.
I know. These poor women. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Well, you know what sucks? What's like even more painful maybe than that little boy is going to become like annoying red pilly potentially, or even just internalize a fraction of this shit, is that those little girls are absolutely going to go up thinking like, yeah, I know, we're kind of annoying, but like boys put up with us and that's nice. So all I need to do is be good. What the hell?
This sucks. Is this also a
cowpoke?
Who let this man wear this red, solid red onesie?
Yeah, is he a time traveler? Does he have that flap at the back?
I was wondering why they're all in jammies at like a tree farm place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also,
go again, home.
The lights don't. You're outdoors. So it doesn't hit really. But I guess it being regular rope would be a little much.
You brought up a good point. They for sure did some shit in post to those lights. They did not look natural.
Hilarious glow. 360-degree glow.
Yeah, added a weird... They like literally just grabbed the brush tool in Photoshop, yeah, turned hardness to zero, and then just wobbled like dabbed it. A little color on it.
I mean, the one that sticks out about this one really is just... It's what is he wearing? It's not even Christmas. It's just red, but it's like kind of red long johns that like a Red Dead Redemption character wears. This is insane.
This one is unnerving to me because it looks like there's fear in the wife's eyes.
Yeah, she's doing a great performance.
Yeah, like it's selling it a little bit too well.
Is there something to the fact that so many of these have twin daughters? I feel like dudes with twin daughters are the most annoying people in the world. They're all like, last man standing, huh? No, seriously, these three nags in the house better go out and tailgate or whatever.
Okay, wait, new thought. What if this is a stock photo shoot?
Like this is a default?
And it's not a real holiday card, but it's like just, because you know how there's stock photos of like weird situations?
Maybe
like
some
man
provocative
on the toilet
stuff.
with his pants down.
I do wonder if this is like something that became trending, like a style of Christmas card because some blogger did it or influencer did it.
Oh, like Cat Turd posted about it or something or some other annoying like.
Like essentially the way that gender reveal parties became a thing because a mommy blogger.
Yeah.
You know, posted about it. And then everyone's like, ooh, I want to do that.
I want to burn down a forest.
Anyway, we're a trend. Though this does remind me of the Disney couple shirts.
Yeah, I heard you mention this offhand. I may have seen this. Are they cool? Should we get
them? They're like really good. In fact, look under your seat.
Does it criticize me for being a broad, huh? Always telling you, hey, stop shitting on the floor of the bathroom. Gugh, nag.
But I want to.
I'm already doing it. $9.
That's actually pretty reasonable.
Is it one of those ones where the size and shirt color modify it? Like size large. It's like, oh, $200.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, do you want this on a napkin? Then you can have it for $9. So there's this trend of like couple shirts that I guess you would wear to a Disney World, Disneyland trip. and hashtag spoiled, hashtag broke.
Should I get
me and get Katie it? Because women be shopping, I guess.
AUD. Is the joke. Men be, they're not like, their student loans have kind of rocked their financial position.
Right.
Disney is more popular than ever, but there's no getting around the fact that it is very millennial coded. I feel like being a Disney adult is age range 25 through 35.
Jacob, could you go back to the shirt size selection? It was a thing where they get more expensive the larger they get, but what was the $9 one? Baby onesie. Yeah. There we go.
All right, they played us. 3 month to 6 month. That's, Jesus, that's not a lot of time.
Imagine, dude, actually, hold on. Mega flex. You just have a child. The first clothes you wrap them in is a onesie that says hashtag broke.
Hell yeah. They're very expensive to have in American
this
hospitals.
Is a, dude, this child is broke as hell, dude.
Dude, this child is unemployed, lazy, doesn't say a word, very rude, sleepy.
Sleepy. He's all of the dwarves.
Yeah, this child's a doc.
Yeah, sneezy. I don't know. What are the fucking dwarves?
What's that about? Why does doc get a superlative? Is that, I guess he has an MD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to respect it.
Maybe his name is like Poopy, but he goes by his perfect for yeah, he goes by it,
yeah. All right, this one
ugly.
Is
the hell?
This one is
okay, this one's too complicated.
How about you read the wife one?
Don't have sentences on shirts. I'm going past you, I'm like,
I like look down to a trying my best shirt.
It'd be like if you said, I'm trying my best, but you know, I'm seeing where I can get to at the moment.
I'm a little bit hashtag broke right now, but I'm trying to get to hashtag spoiled, if you know what I'm saying.
This broke boy who loves Game of Thrones and is born a Taurus.
That's a, there is a website like where you can buy shirts like that. And I can't remember. I bought a shirt one time from that website and I can't remember what it was.
Is it one of the ones that like if a tweet goes viral it just automatically offers that tweet as
no,
a t-shirt?
No, it's a, I bought a shirt that said like, I'm a dad on the internet having a good time. Oh, yeah. Or something like that.
Never dreamed I'd grow up to be a spoiled Disney wife, but here I am. Killing it.
I love that they decided to use wife, the Disney font for the word wife.
Yes,
as well.
Disney wife. And also, is that supposed to be like a Mickey Mouse bow, a Minnie Mouse bow on the spoiled?
Oh, yeah. I work to support my wife's Disney addiction.
A lot of the guy ones are oddly dour. Yeah. Broke. I work for
this.
Yeah,
it's like the wife shirts are, my life is great and I love Disney. The guy shirts is, I hate everything and she's bleeding me dry
I'm
for this
doing
fucking
what I can.
House.
I'm doing what I can. Bidenflation has taken everything from me.
Oh, fuck this shirt,
yeah,
dude.
That one sucks.
This is nasty as hell.
This one especially doesn't work if you're one of those people like myself that reads the Disney D as a G.
Well, that's for gangsters.
Why do I read this?
Why? My question is: this available in a baby onesie? Because it should not be. That's fucking insane.
I wanted the D.
Is this available in baby onesie size? Yep.
Oh, concerning. Jesus.
Yep.
It's available in every iteration of everything in the world.
Delete it. I understand it's probably just like the default section, but maybe if you're going to do the shirt about sex, do it with just adult sizes.
Wait, do you see under add your personalization, it has omitted that?
I wanted the, I gave her the et cetera.
You know what I mean?
Can you change the Disney D to something like I wanted the chips.
I'm so hungry.
I gave her the muffin. I was trying to figure out something I could say that wasn't sexual, but even muffin is like, I'm sure.
You wanted my little muffin.
Ew, shut up.
Okay.
Very good quality. It is very nice.
I love Etsy reviews, dude.
It was a gift and it was perfect.
Arrived quickly. Great quality.
I'm bitter about Etsy because I ordered a Guitar Hero controller 5 months ago and they ghosted me.
Docs the seller, address and
they
store.
They told me in October that I was up next and it's been 2 months. So I just said, hey, just checking in.
Maybe it's huge.
I'm being nice, but I'm trying to keep in the dark side.
Hey, sorry. I've lost my entire family to the construction. I'm I'll be back at it soon.
But I'm trying to be hashtag spoiled on the outside while I'm hashtag broke on the inside. I'm completely
broke. Yeah, broken. Hashtag broken would be good. Ooh. It's unrelated to Disney. We went to Disneyland and it did nothing for me.
Do we have any other ones?
How about one that's like, I love Disney and I'm the Disney wife. And then another one that said, I'm terrified of Goofy. He gives me nightmares.
The last time I was at Disneyland, I saw a couple wearing a shirt where the guy's shirt said, my favorite Disney villain is my wife.
Oh, wow.
And that's then her rough. Shirt said something like, I'm a Disney villain or
that
whatever.
That guy needs some peace on earth, let me tell you. Finally. there's a lot of the I gave her the D I wanted the D.
Yeah, because if you have one shirt idea that's, if you've ever thought of a pun, someone printed it on a shirt and then everyone swooped in like fucking hawks.
Because you're already a little dicey with copyright. You're already using their logo. Should we get the one that was, there was one
wait, on what's the this previous... last one? I'm done adulting. Oh fuck, god off,
damn
dude.
It
that one hits the bingo square. I'm done adulting. I'm going to Disney. The man one should say, I'm done adulting. She's going to Disney. I'm working a double.
I want to go to Disney, but first coffee.
Yeah. Wait,
can we get the one that I saw a second ago where it's Mickey with their arms stretched to the left and then Disney. I guess that's his last name. Mickey Disney Mouse. And then Minnie with her arms stretched to the right. And it was, I think, the one page before. I'm her Mickey and I'm his Minnie. Oh. We could get those. Oh, they're on the back?
That's so weird.
So it's like while you're walking together.
Yeah, that's not going to work, though. It's going to look strange.
And sometimes I want to walk on the other side. That's a crime now.
Dude, you break up, you wear that shirt alone.
I wear both shirts
together. You're asking
together.
For her back.
I hold up the other one behind me.
Yeah, you put like a body pillow in the other one and you tape it to yourself.
I remove one of his arms, so he's just
wait,
walking.
That's a photo of the thing that someone received. Photos from reviews. Can you click on the mini?
Oh, yuck.
It's probably just screen printing issue.
These Mickey and Minnie shirts are so cute. The quality is excellent. The shipping was very fast.
I respectfully disagree, but...
We will be the talk of the cruise line.
That makes sense. Is so real.
We should say, I have nothing but in some ways affection for Disney adults. There's a sincerity to it that I love, but... Maybe this is bad. Maybe I got to kill the part of me that cringes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's often the answer.
I can't. That level of sincerity is not accessible.
This reminds me of a time when I was about to get on a ferry in the San Francisco Bay to go to like Angel Island or something, and
that's heaven, by the way. It's slang for heaven.
Yeah, I was ascending to the ship was a sky ship. As we were boarding the ferry, a bird shat on my shirt, landed all over my shirt, and I had to go into a gift shop and buy another shirt. And so I went on this ferry just to get to the offsite with a shirt that said, Wise Beyond My Beers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there is a picture of me wearing a shirt that says, Wise Beyond My Beers.
Do you still have that shirt?
I don't actually. Maybe
I would.
It's possible.
Buy it for a high price.
There's definitely still a photo of me in it.
Ah,
I can pull that up for the podcast. But
oh, look! With this kind of framing, it looks like you also have to buy the pants and the shoes.
It looks like it's $11.99, and it wasn't. It costs like $30 or something.
Because it's cool.
Because it was in like the mega tourist area or whatever.
Wise beyond my. What does that mean, though?
Don't ask questions.
Yeah. If you're accused of drunk driving, like, officer,
I'm wise beyond my beers.
At one point, what's up with the gun at me?
What else we got today? So, okay, this is a little short thing, but The Color Purple, which is a 1982 novel that was turned into a 1985 movie that was turned into a 2005 musical, revived in 2015, and now being brought back as a 2023 movie. Is in the news because of this movie that's coming out. And by the way, just so we set the stage, The Color Purple is a story about a young black woman growing up. It is so much about the trauma and strife and like challenges of being specifically a black woman in America. And there's a lot of domestic violence and sort of cycles of abuse. And
it's a story that's resonated for like a long time for a good reason, right?
Yeah.
Like it not a good reason, sorry.
And it's like,
it's valid and people find it compelling sometimes for the right reasons because it's an important story that they connect with. And sometimes for fetishy reasons.
Well, but there can be like, there's an uplifting element. It's real, especially in like, there's been criticism of like the ways of it, that some of the stage depictions have kind of washed away some of the nuance and kind of brightened up the characters and made them these like sort of picturesque heroines when in reality the truth is messy, but it still can be a story of resilience. And the new movie has like it comes out like on Christmas Day, but it's like I've heard good things so far. It is big. It's got like a big star-studded cast. It's got these big musical numbers. Fantasia, who was in the Broadway production of it, is doing her like first dramatic film debut as the lead. So
and all those elements can exist completely independently of the discussion around it. It could be the project is its own thing and we don't know really.
But anyway, it's like a seminal work of black feminist art.
So who do you ask to give it a little promo? Who does WB give a swing?
So Warner Brothers sponsored this TikTok creator to talk about the movie, which is a thing that happens.
Well, and valuable, you know, it's a story maybe a lot of younger people don't even know about.
Okay. And then it is a black story and this person is not from that lived experience. However, it doesn't mean that they can't have interesting things to say about it. So, you know, without judging a book by its cover, let's just look at what they have to say.
Of course.
Thank you to Warner Brothers for sponsoring this video and my crazy ideas. I am, of course, bored of my hair. So today we're doing a little transformation. I was inspired by the movie The Color Purple, and today I'm going to be giving this wig a purple glow up. The movie follows a girl named Celie who lives in Georgia in the 1900s and follows her transformation into the woman she is destined to be. Also, in case you didn't know, The Color Purple symbolizes royalty, nobility, wealth, power, and ambition. So honestly, for the end of this year, I'm ready to be purple. I think we could all use some purple. I actually love how this turned out. Experience a heartwarming story with the movie The Color Purple and share your purple transformation this holiday season.
I guess we did summarize The Color Purple. I guess the way we should have said it is, it's a woman that lives in Georgia. She just lives in Georgia.
Yeah.
Because, she loves peaches. You know, I don't know. Went to college there.
Did they say that she was a black woman living in Georgia? Wait, can we watch that back?
She was a purple woman living in Georgia.
In the old South.
Yeah. I mean, she's not seen it, right? Or he doesn't even know what it is, right? It has to
I
be
just
that.
Feel like the literal, it's so surface level, the like literal color purple.
Dude, I was just thinking the other day, I really need some purple.
After reading Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451, I decided to turn up the heat.
Really, really hot in my apartment. After reading 1984, I decided to pretend I was living in 1984 when everything was really good for us.
I decided to buy a calendar from 1984. You can see it has all the same months and days that we still have today.
I shouldn't have read The Hunger Games. I'm starving.
Yeah, in honor of The Hunger Games coming out, I've bought a
title.
Bunch of food. Watch my Hunger Games mukbang. All right. Wait, yeah. Can we watch? I want to see again how she describes
Thank you to Warner Brothers for sponsoring this video and my crazy ideas. I am, of course, bored of
my crazy ideas.
We're doing a little transformation. I was inspired by the movie The Color Purple.
Were you inspired by The Color Purple?
I mean, you could cut out movie. You were inspired by The Color Purple.
You were inspired you were literally inspired by reading the words The Color Purple.
Unless before this, she didn't know about purple. It's just like it's never like,
this
come
is
up before.
An inspiring color.
You can put two colors together.
There is that famous scene in The Color Purple where all the
all the characters empower themselves by dyeing their hair purple and singing a song.
Well, one of them goes, we could all use a little purple.
Use a little purple.
Purple glow up. The movie follows a girl named Celie who lives in Georgia in the 1900s and just follows her transformation.
A girl.
Into
just
the woman.
A girl.
Also, yeah, she's not just a girl. She is like a she's a young girl abused by her father who is sold for like a cow.
Every important part was left out.
Yeah. Because you can't, that is kind of a bummer when you're trying to dye your hair purple.
It's just bizarre that you would like, because there's quality control, right? At least a modicum of quality control as far as doing partnerships goes. Granted, we are a very different kind of partnership work, but we work with advertisers and sponsors and
sure.
partners in general. And
we could have been approached for something like this. We have been approached in the past. And if anybody wants to approach us, feel free. But one, without going into names, because the scheduling didn't work out, it was like for promotion for a movie, there was like a potential chance of like having some guests from a movie come on the show. And it just didn't work out in that particular instance. But
a lot of the time, the producers and publishers will scan for, well, who's prominent in a space with the demographic we're targeting or anticipate. Either won't know about the project and we want them to, which I think is kind of the target here, or know about the project but will be very excited if they see X or Y talk about them. This went back to someone to review.
And they went, looks good.
Sick. Well, because what they can't say is like, hey, can you talk more about slavery in this video you made?
Can you, can you talk more about cycles of abuse?
Please, go ahead.
Maybe, without naming any of the things that happen to the main character that are horrible. Before and ultimately, a story of resilience, I guess.
I just watched 12 Years a Guy in the 1800s.
Yeah, it was like about this guy for like 12 years. He like lived in America
or
something.
He had this employee, he had like a job of some kind or something. He was friends with Michael Fassbender.
There was a lot. They mentioned the color black a lot, so I've dyed my hair black.
I'm bored with my hair.
I'm bored with my hair. Throws it in the tub.
I saw this movie called Lovely Bones, and there's a lot of bones.
And they were beautiful.
They rocked.
Well, one thing I'm thinking about with this is there is so... If you are trying to reach an audience, at what cost? Because there's at least one person who's going to go to this movie in a purple wig going, I can't wait to be inspired. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
This is...
Two and a half hours.
I was not prepared for any of this. I was expecting Georgia in the 1900s. I thought we were going to be talking about the 1996 Atlanta Olympics.
I can't. Is there any purple associated with Georgia? Nope. No reason they could even tie it in. Literally the name of it. That was the whole 1-2.
Yeah. Admittedly don't know why the book is called The Color Purple.
I don't think it's because they dye their hair. I watched a movie recently with Daniel Radcliffe about magic, and we could all use a little pottery, I think. I'm going to make I made an ashtray for my dad.
I found a stone outside.
It seems pretty cool.
It's a philosopher had it.
A saucy stone or whatever. Yeah. Yo, shout-outs to the Harry Potter publishers really underestimating Americans.
It's also WB, isn't it?
The movie productions were, I don't know.
Yeah, the movie productions.
Was the book called Sorcerer's Stone here?
No. Well, it was called Sorcerer's Stone here. Philosopher's Stone, obviously, in the UK. But
I mean, I'm not sure I knew what a philosopher was, but it didn't prohibit me from buying the book.
In honor...
I didn't know what, Gandalf was.
Yeah, because the Philosopher's Stone is a real... mythological thing, right? Like Nicholas Flamel and stuff.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
I didn't know that, and yet I read the book.
I don't know.
It's a mythical object.
Thank you, Jacob. Oh, did they say Nicholas Flamel anywhere?
Oh, hello.
Nicholas Flamel. Okay. Can we click on that?
See also.
Please just don't be a character from Harry Potter. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, we did it.
A scribe and manuscript seller.
Oh, we did it. Okay, we did it.
He wrote Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Flamel developed a reputation as an alchemist believed to have created and discovered the Philosopher's Stone.
And to have thereby achieved immortality.
Jarvis did a thing. Guys, with the second Harry Potter movie coming out, I've created a dungeon I am calling the Chamber of Secrets.
Finally, peace on Earth. I've tied up my whole family and placed them in it.
I bought 3 dogs to sit outside.
What up, guys? Just read the 3rd book, and I'm going to Alcatraz.
It used to be a jail.
So I'm going to do a 24 hours in jail challenge. Staying in Gen Pop for 24 hours.
She rocks.
My next trick, I've set this goblet on fire.
Ow, ow.
Ow, it burns.
This sucks. Why'd I do this?
I should have talked to one of those fire breathers.
I honestly would put this mainly on the shoulders of WB more than anything, because it was a tactless choice, and also they should have been so explicit in their communication of what she needs to communicate. It could not be, hey, can you talk about this, and then they basically just threw her a copy of the book dog-eared, or like a screener of the movie with a bunch of scratches on it.
Sometimes you should turn down opportunities if you don't feel like you can contribute in a productive way. Maybe it's like, it depends, you know, sometimes people need a check, so I don't know this person's situation, but the risks here are so high that I would give it a second look. And maybe they did, maybe they gave it a second, a third, a fourth look, and
she kept talking about slavery and like, can you cut this out, this is a bummer.
Yeah,
I mean, I think there's a very genuine, this could just be my ex-partnership cynicism or whatever. I think there's a very good chance that she was guaranteed a pretty generous minimum guarantee. And when they got the production back and they're like, this is very bad. And they may have given feedback and they're like, well, we got 2 rounds of feedback. We did both. It didn't get any better.
Those are contractually how many rounds of feedback I'm supposed to have.
We are not allowed to do anymore. And the minimum guarantee was $40,000. And it's like, well, my manager will be pissed off at me. He won't understand why. Fine, we'll pay you the 60 instead.
This is a situation where I generally want to be like very sympathetic to creators. It is hard to imagine the situation where you do this.
Imagine if we got asked to do a upbeat post, a shorts clip about crazy rich Asians. And it's like top 10 craziest Asians. We just went on the title.
Hard no. I don't. Yeah, it's like, I mean, the only thing I keep coming back to is it's like a privilege to be able to turn down money and opportunity. But again, this is a situation where if you were to do it and to go forward with it, I would expect you to, at the very least, Google anything other than the name of the character and the name of the movie.
With great power, right? Like, you gotta, if it's your responsibility. I mean, God, dude, I hope nobody, there's not a bunch of people that stitched it and like, I love her new hair, I'm doing the same. It's about a guy that lived on, a bunch of years ago. Yeah. There's a guy that worked at a college in Georgia.
Or even, I feel like, okay, another thing that I think would be pretty tasteless is cosplay of like, you know, of the period, you know, characters who were in dire straits. Dude,
in that fucking,
because like, it just feels like this, I was gonna say commodification or fetishization, but it's like, you know, this is media for money, right? It's like people are making money on this. So
that's the utility of making anything.
Yeah. So, but at the same time, it's like, it gives Squid Game the reality competition. Yeah, you know?
Sure. It puts people in a position where they see chattel slavery as opposed to a ungodly, like, abominable thing that happened, into instead like a lot of bad stuff, but oh, I love the outfits. Mm-hmm. And then you end up with that the photo shoot from that plantation
the
wedding,
marriage plantation where the wedding,
the black husband is wearing chains and she is I guess maybe it's implied that she's liberating him or something.
I mean, finally, peace on earth, America.
Yeah, finally.
12 years a guy.
So some people did respond. I wanted to look at one of these responses, which I haven't seen. Jacob found it for us. So
the movie The Color Purple, and share your purple transformation this holiday.
the way that I've been chuckling and just like kikiing in bed for the last 5 minutes, I literally had to go to her page and see in real life, like, if she was dead ass. And she was. She is. What movie did you watch? Because it couldn't have been the same Color Purple that I watched. It certainly couldn't have been. There's no way. We're just going to go across the obvious fact that WB could have partnered up with any black creator on this app because the movie The Color Purple is predominantly a black cast. And then on top of that, it is chronicling a black woman's trauma. So we're just gonna rush past that. And not even really just so much about the movie, because the movie is pretty dark. But the book, oh my gosh. Please read the book by Alice Walker, because I promise you it is nothing like the movie at all. So here's a little synopsis in case you never read the book or saw the movie. So The Color Purple is a book that was written, and it is about a girl who grows up down south in the 1900s, and she writes letters to God, and we basically see her grow up, and she is constantly abused, SA'd, she gets married off to a guy that's like three times her age, she's torn away from her family, torn away from her kids, and we basically have to see her go through all this trauma. The book and both the movie deal with sexism, SA, racism, classism, just trauma, and just being a black woman, especially in the South in the 1900s. But yeah, it's really heartwarming.
Oh, really, yeah. Heartwarming.
Just want to shout out the official Juju, the creator that made that.
J-U-J-U?
Yeah, J-U-J-U.
I mean, the obvious answer to what movie did she watch is none.
No movie.
Not a movie.
However, the TikTok comments, of course, are going to TikTok comment, God, these days people are getting offended too easily. Such a big drama just by dyeing a wig purple. What's she supposed to do? Dye her face black? Holy shit.
Not paint it, dye it.
Dye it.
For 6 months, it stays like that. Your skin, as your roots grow
that
out on your skin.
That is the wildest false dichotomy I've ever seen. Hey. Those are the two options.
Like, what?
Well, okay.
Talk about the movie. Like, I don't know. What are you supposed to do?
Those are the exact same people that if you do blackface and then people get upset, they defend you and go, well, you can't do anything anymore. Yeah. Everyone's offended by... What am I allowed to be offended by? What scale is it, like, if you shoot me with a gun? That's when I... As long as I'm not personally involved, I can't be bothered
it's
by something.
Wild.
God, what can you say?
A little bit racist, aren't you? The movie is predominantly black, so you should have chosen the black creator. Be for real.
How they spell predominantly right, but racist wrong.
Yeah, that's pretty wild, but I'm like, you're wrong. And the point is valid. Like, if they're only, like, I assumed that they were paying multiple creators across the board to promote the movie, as you often would for promoting a movie. But if they're not, like, reaching out to any black creators, that's great. That's wild.
I'm sure there is some. I mean, there would be no reason not to, but there is also a, like, again, very cynical side of me. It's like, they chose her because they think she'll bring in an audience that otherwise might not be interested.
Well, the black people are already going to watch the movie about black trauma.
They have to.
Yeah. They're going to do Remember Wakanda? Whatever the fuck?
What do you want? We made the one.
Yeah.
We made the movie
about
you guys.
Can you click the replies on A Little Bit Racist? I just want to know. This is just, I just have to know.
A Little Bit Racist.
Yes, babes, my bad. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a very silly take.
Also.
And it's, again, kind of a false dichotomy. Like, the options are not, like, choose a black person to promote the movie, choose a white person to promote the movie. It's just about
how much
representation.
They want to be walked through compassion so step by step. Like, so many of these comments feel like toddlers, where you're like, well, why? That's racist. No, things related to race aren't racist. That's not the beginning and end of a topic. Like, you can talk about race, and it's not just racist. It's like it's mm-hmm. it's not a thing you either ignore or is bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're acknowledging that they brought in the fact that it is a white creator that did basically the reason you should be cautious about getting white influencers to do content like that mm-hmm. is that they either have to have a really insightful, non-self-focused statement to make about it that's informed and maybe requires you to like know black people, which a lot of them just don't, or you go like, I bought Gucci slides because black people fucking love these things. Yeah. I went to an NBA game, you know, for the whatever. 12
Some of my favorite NBA players are black.
They're those 1900 style guys.
Yeah.
I voted for Obama at the 2016 election.
Yeah.
In support of The Color Purple coming out the year before that.
Yeah.
Again. Again, this is also not an endorsement or indictment of the new Color Purple. We haven't seen it. We don't know anything about it.
Just read a review about it.
The story is, by all accounts, valuable, impactful. It is, there is nothing complicated about this issue, and the idea that you would leave a confrontational comment with blackface as the example just shows how little critical thinking they have.
Because
they finally feel like dipshits online have finally acquiesced to like, fine, blackface is bad, okay, fine, now I'll use that.
They're like, ugh, I let blackface be bad, so like now you're offended about something else. You guys keep moving the goalposts. The racist goalpost.
You're being, what am I allowed to be racist about?
Come on.
When can I be racist anymore?
Well, everything I seem to do is racist. Ooh. Without asking the question of why.
Yeah, and then like black person's like, well, you know, it's like, shut up, you're being aggressive.
Yeah, again, this would not have blown up the same way if this creator had demonstrated that they knew anything about the property. Yeah, and even if you haven't read it, even if you haven't watched it, if you're doing a brand deal, you're being paid money in exchange for, you're like not doing your job fully.
Watch
then.
The movie, dude.
If they don't give you a screener, watch the old movie or read the book, read the spark notes of the book, do something. Like, you could have avoided this backlash by doing so many things that clearly were not done.
Also, if anybody wants to jump in the comments and say, well, you guys didn't watch the movie. We didn't get paid to watch the movie.
It also isn't out yet. And I can't do that.
Our take on the movie our take on the story wasn't, I don't know, we just didn't even look it up. But like, what? The purple does not look good on me.
Yeah.
It's just us criticizing her wig. Like, we don't give her any feedback.
Oh, right. That's our response. We just go, dude, this wig is kind of weak.
Dude, what can you say anymore?
All right. Well, anyway, shout out to the official Juju. Is that the name? Anyway, shout out to the official Juju. We'll leave a link to the original TikTok in the description.
Okay. Last thing we have on the docket for this very app was partially inspired by the fact that you recently did a video that included this guy and this topic in general.
Yeah, and I didn't look at this guy, but I did do a video about a different street interviewer.
Basically this guy.
And I'm kind of, they all are very
different
similar.
Products, same aisle.
I'm so fascinated. And this is just it's been around.
It's been
around and for a while. But there's always new ones. It's kind of like alpha male influencers, where there's just always, I guess this kind of is in that Venn diagram, but there's always new ones.
I think it's appealing to the same demographic with more deniability. Like, it's almost like this is the alt-right incel version of linking to a study or an article.
Yeah.
And being like, yeah, okay. Well, if you link to like, I don't know, it's kind of the appeal of Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro to some extent as well. Because if you link to an Andrew Tate thing, it's just kind of him riffing and people can push back against it or whatever. And he's just like, you could actually, I'm cool because of karate. And then instead, if you link something like this in a hot debate, then you can say, well, actually, it's objectively true that women care about how much money you make, because there's this definitely not paid actor saying it out loud in an interview that's on a street. So it's real.
Yeah.
You can't act on the street.
And so this went mega viral, and so everybody's probably already seen it, but
I want to start here and then look at what else this guy is into or is up to.
This is
not what he's into. I don't care what he's into.
Oh, we'll see what we can find. This is the most valuable thing, the most valuable education Reddit has ever given.
LGBTQ rights or economic stability? Why can't you?
Yawn. Steven Crowder ass bullshit, dude.
Why? That is such a stupid choice.
Doesn't make any sense.
Because it's like those things are not at odds so obviously with each other.
Well, it's just literally like the only two talking points that they can throw to in culture war bullshit that makes them sound informed, because everything else is like, stop replacing Christmas with happy holidays. Stop letting the people I don't like get married. You can't say that. Instead, it's like, well, you choose.
Do you...
I'll choose the economy. And it's like, oh, so you hate gay people?
Do I eat my lunch or do I text my mom? It's like, you don't... Okay, you can... How long is texting your mom going to take? You can just do both.
No, but I can, it's not the question.
Why would you ask a question where the two things are so easily conceivable to be done together?
I am winning this. I'm going to post this one.
Why can't you have both?
You need to pick one.
I refuse the question.
You can't refuse the question.
I do.
But you can't.
But I did.
But you need to pick one.
No, I don't.
I just
legendary. He's so
the Bluetooth headset, the Wolverine jacket, the ponytail of a. He's got samurai ponytail. This guy, he won before he said a word.
You were saying this earlier, but it looks like if you hadn't seen how much was left of the TikTok, you would think that it had already repeated.
It is like honestly, if it went for the changing camera angles and the constant snap zooms and stuff, it does feel like a... Was this... is this like a Tim and Eric bit?
The laugh is awesome. When he goes...
It's like you've fallen into my trap, dude.
Teleports behind you.
Dude, yeah, he's like literally like gonna walk away and the dude is gonna fall into two pieces like Frieza. Yeah,
it's turns to white on red silhouette. Yeah. The kanji for death appears really big. But yeah, this guy this is the good side of Reddit. He's harnessed the powers.
I saw some really good tweets about this where it's like, you underestimated my power. For years, I lurked in the shadows. I trained in the annals of Discord.
While you were kissing girls, I studied the blade.
Yeah, but I mean, he's probably kissing girls too, let's be honest.
Dude, with this kind of careers? So a Bluetooth headset kind of goes hard. It's like got a vintage element. It's like a Motorola
this
Razr.
Is the only normally I don't like a Bluetooth headset because of the thing that happens when I'm in a grocery store and someone's like talking out loud and they go, should I get the beans? And I go, if you want the beans, they're pretty good. And he's like, no fucking idiot,
I've got
one of these. And I go, I'm sorry, I'm so stupid, I'm gonna
at
leave
the store asking someone if I should buy the beans.
Maybe I don't know. It needs to be more obvious. We're a gamer headset. We're like a full-on thing.
With the kitty cat ears and the... It should be steaming. You should be able to hear it whir.
Yeah, you should have to have a whole gamer chair in the grocery store.
You should have to have a mech.
Like a X-ray... Fucking, what's a racer? DX Racer? What the hell is that name of that brand?
Ooh.
Is it DX Racer?
Yeah. The gamer chair, I think so.
Yeah, right? Yeah. DX Racer, that was what I...
They don't really race, do they?
I'm kind of... I know things, dude. Yeah, DX Racer. Remember when I said Nicholas Flamel? That was the highlight of my day. That was my Reddit mod moment.
I deny the actually discovering it.
So what? Can you pick one? No, because they're both doable.
No.
Only one. I don't have to pick one because we can have both.
But the answer is that both is not an answer. It's not a valid answer. I reject your question.
Outside of this weird scenario, literally the thing I believe.
Yeah. I also need to point out, he's bad at discourse. He's bad at whatever he's trying to do because he can't seem to move past a dialogue option once someone has he's been stonewalled after someone going off of a path that he didn't expect.
He's soft locked, dude. He did a speech check, failed, and he just keeps hitting the same dialogue line. It's great.
And I can't help but notice that he has a "my pronouns are find Jesus" shirt on.
Wait, that's pretty funny, dude.
It's actually pretty epic.
Because if you see
ironic
these people,
joke, this is bad. This is a joke. We don't like it.
Did you see these guys? There's like the online made. You go to bio, it says something else.
What?
Says like a name, but it's like he, him.
Oh, right.
They write it in there. So what I have is two other words.
Yeah.
And you don't get it.
You owned me, actually.
That's not one of the answers.
Actually, you know what? Find Jesus, not one of the answers.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
To having
those
pronouns.
Those are neo pronouns I know about.
Yeah. Find or Jesus is the way, the way that that's structured right now. By the way, if this is how you air quote debate, this is not your craft. This is not your. I feel like if my job was being a citizen in America,
yeah,
I go and I be a citizen everywhere.
Again, dude, the comments, like the person that said economic stability every day. Like, what do you think you're doing? Like, I know the answer. I've solved the unsolvable conundrum.
Biden scrolling through the comments. Oh, shit. I guess.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, fine. Well,
I guess no more rights.
Pumping his fist secretly. You can absolutely have both. Discord mod. The answer would be economics. You know, actually, funny enough, these are the two types of Discord mod. Because the one, the left ponytail Reddit type guy, is someone that people make fun of for the aesthetics of being a Discord mod.
Mm-hmm.
But every single time a Discord mod gets outed for grooming, they look a little bit more like the guy on the right. It's usually a pretty basic, chuggy looking dude with a t-shirt, you know, says something like, Pickle Rick is better than being gay or something. And it's the guy on the left is usually just busy arguing about like Dwarf Fortress or something.
Dude, he is so Dwarf Fortress coded. And it's because he looks like the host of a podcast I listened to in my formative years.
Is it you?
Who also has a ponytail and glasses and a leather jacket.
I think it's cute. I think it's a cute look. I mean, his to be fair, his principles help. I have no problem with the look.
Again, I listened for 15 years of my life to a podcast by a man who looked like that.
I wish we could have a ponytail.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Mm. It's a lot of, it's like, I guess a wig. I guess we wig.
I needed so much hair to have a ponytail. And then when I did it, I like did it in the bathroom and I went, oh, no.
No. This cannot be.
The answer is that both is not an answer. It's not a valid answer.
I reject your question.
You can't reject it.
I just did.
Can you pick one?
I don't have to.
Why?
Because they're both completely doable.
So LGBTQ rights or economic stability?
Both. That's not an answer.
Yes, it is. LGBTQ rights or economic stability? Both. Are you trying to troll me?
No.
I'm just wondering.
When faced with adversity, this guy, what is the saying? Insanity is trying the same thing twice and expecting different results.
Oh, yeah, the definition of insanity.
Like, that's what this feels like. Because it's almost like he exhausted all of his options, which was almost nothing.
Yeah.
And then just went back to the top of his flowchart.
He quick loaded. He's like, he's safe scumming.
Yeah, he's safe scumming. Yeah, he actually went like, maybe the game's bugged. I need to reboot.
It's soft logged me for some
reason. Yeah. I'm just going to swipe away the app and I'm going to open it back up and maybe it's like not lag.
Yeah, he's trying to rage quit the conversation. Also, it's very funny for a debate you started.
Wait, yeah.
To then just go, are you trolling? Are you trying to troll me?
No, you know what this is? This is me when I mistype in my password.
Oh, yeah.
And I go,
must be wrong.
And then I type in exactly the same thing again and expect a different result. And I realize I just don't know my password.
What the hell? This computer's so stupid.
Yeah, the computer goes, you can't do that. And it's no. But this is my password.
And I just have chicken grease all over my fingers. Yeah. The caps lock's on.
Yep.
I have my eyes closed.
Yep. My hands were offset on the keyboard. So I typed in complete gibberish.
That's a different website.
I also want to say, there's something about, like, if you do a street interview thing, there's a level to which I respect it because you have to post your own L's because of the content, which is such a funny, it's such a funny conundrum to find yourself in where you go, ah, man, I kind of got destroyed, but I do need views.
Yeah.
And also, I have no choice.
Sometimes I think they just lack the judgment to know it's bad.
That's also fair.
But like, it's rare, but now and then we'll like talk about something and be like, ah, that's probably be private or blah, blah, blah. And we'll just say like, let's cut that or skip past it or something. If we say cut that because in the moment we think, oh, well, that's probably not the best call ever. If I was having this debate and I was Benny Safdie over here, I would on instinct just be like, not putting it in. This one actually doesn't come out. I'm going to stop having it because I'm not.
I'm going to burn it, actually. I'm going to burn the phone that it's on. Unless I'm going to reboot the phone and hope I get a different result.
I'm changing careers. I'm becoming a Reddit guy.
I think you are right because he gave this the caption, "Why'd he make this so difficult? Hashtag comedy. Yeah. Hashtag NPC. Hashtag LGBT. Hashtag viral.
Can't have both."
Yes, you can.
Not in this question. Too bad.
Why?
Because I don't have to choose. All right, what if I had to ask you gender inclusivity or economic stability?
You can have both.
You can't. Why you make this so difficult? I'm trying to pass my final.
Too bad.
Which one do you pick?
I pick them both. But that's.
Why are you making this so difficult? I'm trying to pass my final? There's no shot this is your final.
This sounds like one of those lines that pickup artist guys rehearse to get out of it. Like, yeah, I have a math test.
Right. So, oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
I'm trying to pass my final.
Yeah, so maybe because he's on a college campus, or at least he hashtagged college, and it appears that he's on a college campus.
Dude, he's visibly distressed. Like,
this this is actually very funny because the body language is awesome. Like, the guy on the left is happy, jeering, like he's just chilling.
Dude, red line through this guy.
Yeah, we got to do the line test.
Green line up my man's.
Yeah, this guy's got his pussy facing the world.
This guy's able to stand perfectly still because his huge hog is weighing him down. He's off center because it's going down on his legs.
I just don't believe you're. If you, this is your class project, pick a different one.
It's not a valid answer. Too bad.
Oh, Vine Boom.
LGBTQ.
Oh, and that's it. Did they handshake?
Yeah.
Oh, well, respect. Mutual respect amongst opponents.
They found Jesus.
This is like at the end of the basketball game when you got destroyed, but you have to like be a sportsman.
You have to be a cool guy about it.
Yeah, or if you don't, it like goes viral. Like people like call you a bad teammate and shit.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of USC round and one person puts out for a fist bump and the other one takes advantage of it. It's
yeah.
Like, this is...
Oh, yeah. That happens in boxing,
too. You deserve
too.
To lose. This is... You, look, respect to Shaney Rich.
No respect,
for, doing a handshake, I'll rescind a little bit of the respect for being a dumbass that's annoying, has no principles, can't properly articulate himself, and dresses like shit. Other than that, and also go to a like barber that you pay with money. But other than that, dude, big respect. Very hashtag funny comedy viral.
It's like so
hashtag
funny.
Interview.
I would like so sooner. Like making a statement like this on a shirt is so anti ever looking nice.
It's weird.
Like you just look like you look bad. I'll just say it like that.
And the text is going to like
even regardless of what is on the shirt, which is also bad.
Which is also shitty. I mean, it's just going to wash that one time. You're going to have like it's going to look
it's
like
it's
going to
peel off because it was screen printed by him in his fucking garage
at home.
Cuz who's selling that shirt?
It's just so embarrassing. It's so sad. Dude. It's odd to think of. I mean, it makes sense that somebody would even do this content in the first place has so little self-awareness that they put a caption like, "Why do you make this so difficult?" Mm-hmm. As opposed to, like,
"I'm trying to pass my final."
I really want to know what that means.
It's such a sad like concession to make. It's like.
Please.
I'm trying to pass my final.
Please,
man.
Be nice. I'm tired. Please
stop. I'm tired.
Stop. I'm an empath.
I didn't know I was fighting the final boss, dude.
Yeah, that's a good point. He wandered into an area.
Yeah, dude. He's like, oh, actually, dude, the levels do not scale with.
My man was not ready for the wildy.
Yeah, dude, it doesn't scale with your level. So he's like, oh, shit. I need to grind in a cave somewhere.
Oh, shit. I should have killed those rats.
I need to go to an elementary school and ask them these questions about responding. Like fingies and poo-poo. And then maybe I can kind of defeat them in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah, dude, he's trying
and
to
then move up the chain.
He's trying to fight the Elder Dragon with a wooden pick.
Oh, Ender Dragon, you're gonna get destroyed.
No, maybe I was talking about something else.
Okay,
talking about Minecraft. Is the, oh no.
Yeah, it is Minecraft, but it's the Ender Dragon.
Jacob swapped the way we said it, so Jarvis said the wrong one.
So I said the wrong one.
Sorry, no, you're canceled.
That doesn't work. What do you mean? I don't understand our edit process at all.
Yeah, it's actually live.
Why are you playing it twice?
Can we look at what else this guy's done?
What are the crimes against humanity?
Yeah. What is the other class project he's done?
Yeah, he's trying to get to his final.
Imagine that, dude. He's just got to interview people and figure out where his final is, and that's his test.
This guy crushing you.
They got that guy. That's awesome. That's I mean, that's just the best thing I've ever seen. He's the
best. I wonder if we can, if you're out there, which I assume he is. I don't see me disappeared. But if this warrior, this hero,
wants to call us on your Bluetooth headset,
hit us up. We will, if you do a cameo type video for us.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
That would make me so. If you just say happy holidays and then you like swing a replica katana, I will give you any amount of money.
I just want to ask him another question where the answer is both. Like, do you want cheese or pepperoni on your pizza? You can have both. I just want him to do that entire interaction with me about other...
You can't say that. You can't. Yeah. That's not right. Are you trolling me? I have to go to school.
I'm trying to pass my class.
I have to do the whole alphabet today.
Well, this was fun. And the fun don't stop because it's Christmas time. Non-denominationally or whatever. Over on patreon.com/sadboys, we are going to be doing our holiday special. We're going to drink mulled wine. We're going to get a little topsy-turvy, a little tipsy-dipsy, and hang. What else are we doing? We got some other stuff on the docket.
We're getting tipsy-dipsy. I don't know how else we could say that.
We're going to read embarrassing holiday stories.
Perfecto. And maybe we'll get enough tipsy-wipsy to create our own embarrassing holiday story. And maybe Jacob will drink a bunch and he'll not record it.
He's going to fall over all the equipment and it's going to break.
Ow.
We're going to be heading over there. But we end every episode of Sad Boys with a particular phrase.
We love. Yeah.
And we're sorry.
Okay.
Boom.
No worries.
It was like one of the days of Hanukkah with my... friend Russell, who I grew up with, we like took an unannounced trip to his grandma's place. It was announced from them, but it was unannounced that I would be there. His grandmother was giving them all gifts. Oh, I have gifts for all of you. And then she was like, oh, and Jarvis, I have something for you too. Come on, me?
Printer ink.
Yeah, it's my half-eaten muffin.
It's the spoon you're using for that thing. Gucci girl, Gucci girl, how you doing? How you moving, girl? Moving, girl, how's your day looking? That future girl, future girl, yeah, we all now. Take my money, go away, all you want it. Get you rich from me.